Why are you looking at me?
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 Mumbai, March 6th. The CBD, Belapur police on Monday found a woman unconscious and naked with her eyes gouged out and her hands and legs tied with the strips of a sari inside an unused railway cabin. Situated at the end of the service tracks, the cabin has three rooms without any doors or windows. The woman was first spotted by a rag picker living along the railway tracks. According to the police, the woman, 5'5", fair-skinned and believed to be in her 30s, has injury marks on her torso and right thigh. The police say her eyes were gouged out, probably to prevent her from identifying her assailants. The woman, who has not yet been identified, was rushed to Vashi Civil Hospital and is yet to regain consciousness. She seems to be from a lower middle class family, said Deputy Commissioner of Police Amar Jadhav. We are awaiting the medical report to know if she was raped. The police recovered a kurta and part of a sari from the cabin, but they say they don't think it belonged to
you.
I
will. The sun in May.
I will.
You make me.
Hyper women amidst fathers, husbands, and brothers. How's that for a title?
I could. The sun in May.
I could.
When I was 12,
you make me.
Somebody leaned over and said, "Don't attract attention to yourself."
You make me.
That's what I've been doing all my life.
You just want to be lecht at, right?
The sun in May. The fog in a Delhi December.
When I was young, I was always told by my mom to wear loose outfits. I assumed this was because a girl wearing loose clothes is decent and belongs to a good family.
Dye your hair. You can wear shorts if you like, but not a skirt.
Being groped at 12. You are in an orange tee, smiling and on your way home. A man on a bicycle gropes you outside the gate.
That skirt is too short. This dress does not suit you. Are you really going out like this? You want to attract unnecessary attention, not looking decent.
The sun in May.
You know you're on the heavy side, Basti. Take a dupatta, people will look there, na? It doesn't look very nice. You're almost 13 now. Welcome to the real world.
The first time someone grabbed my 13-year-old breast. White shirt, briefcase in hand. Mustache. Just a regular Uncle G. Hurrying home after a hard day at work. It was just an accident, Benji.
I used to come home and cry. You don't tell family members about all this because then that's admitting to your vulnerability. It could mean restrictions, especially when you're 15.
I became alert. You expect to confront harassment as surely as the sun in May and the fog in a Delhi December. Growing up a girl, age 16, two men on a bike slowed down next to us, keeping pace with our walking. Come on, baby. Oh, baby, baby. Kissing and slurping. You expect to confront harassment as surely as the sun in May and the fog in a Delhi December. Girls, girls, come here, baby.
In full view of about 100 onlookers.
Come on, baby.
No one comes forward to help as the girl struggles to escape, trembling with rage and humiliation.
Suddenly, one of the girls snapped. She flung a bottle of water in his face.
Some things you get used to. Like rage.
By the time you're 18, you have permanent frown lines on your forehead. Some things you learn.
I became alert.
Some things are shaken and scolded into you. Don't sit alone by the sea for more than 10 minutes. Stop thinking about watching the sunrise over a field all by yourself. Stop thinking about long, leafy walks that lead nowhere. Stop wondering how the streets look at midnight after drizzle. Stop.
Her friend says, "How come you only wear shalwar kameez these days?" She says, "What could I have told him? It was too late anyway. The crowds had swallowed all of us up so completely." He says, "Avoid Kurla station in the night."
Married men.
Someone else
high
says,
boys,
whenever fathers, a man is alone with a woman,
grandfather,
Satan is the third among them.
Old men, young men, middle-aged men, married men, high
what law
boys,
can stop a man from talking to a
fathers,
woman? Take me to the police station. Let me see what anyone can do. I just asked you out for coffee.
The sun in May.
Dressed like a slut, man. total slut.
I lost count of how many hands helped me up. I felt I was going to run out of puke. I felt it happened only to me. And only because there was something wrong with the way I looked or dressed or walked or talked or was.
I could.
Or was.
Why are you looking at me? Why are you looking at me?
You make me.
Why are you looking at me? Why are you looking at me?
When I was 20, I went to a hairdresser and had my hair cut off. You become alert. According to the police, the woman, 5'5", fair-skinned and believed to be in her 30s, has injury marks on her torso and right thigh.
I could.
Why are you looking at me?
This girl is crazy. She's just crying.
Why are you looking at me?
And I must say that as hard as I have tried, the louder I scream and flail my arms, I just become a very animated object.
You become alert.
The subject behind it is as invisible to you as the real body I guard under the clothing that separates you from me.
Whenever a man is alone with a woman, you stay alert.
I don't know where, if, and how this will stop. But I hope it does.
Whenever a man is alone with a woman, Satan is the third among them.
But it was only a crush. I was staring at you because it was a crush.
The sun in May. The sun in May. The fog in a Delhi December.
Writing about it makes me want to throw up. Even after 17 years.
जिस दोस्त ने आपको ये कहानी लिखने की नसीहत दी थी, मेरी ओर से उन्हें शुक्रिया ज़रूर कह दीजिएगा।